Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Chav Gimel in Maseches Ksubis. I'm not at home where we have the tally, what daf we're up to. We're right around 9:50. Dapim in Shas, Baruch Hashem. Zocha to learn with you here inside of the walls of the old city, looking down at Ir David, looking out a window towards Silwan, looking out to Ir David, almost directly across from the Kodshei HaKadoshim. It's very special to be able to learn Torah from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh with you. The Gemara tells us on the bottom of Chaf Beis and Mebeis that how to deal with cases where two Edim say that a woman was married and two Edim that say that a woman was not married. We're going to continue on discussing many of the cases of Trei V'Trei that were a hallmark of Daf Chaf Beis and Daf Chaf Aleph. And then we're going to get back in the bottom of Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, we're going to get back to some basic halachos of Pesha Asaru HaPesha Hitir. The Gemara will discuss a case where a woman admits that she was taken into captivity, which the Mishnayos told us that in such a case we would have to be afraid that she had relations with the captors. However, if she's the one who volunteered the information, says Nishbesu Tahorani, then she is going to be believed. There are times that she is not going to believe. That actually is going to be the subject as well of the Mishnah on Chav Gimel on the Beis, the halachas of women that are taken into captivity, and the Gemara will discuss that and discuss also the concept of Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Di Sura, which we had made reference to in the Rashi on Daf Tes Amanav. So let's Beis Hashem pick up with Chav Beis and Mabeis, three lines from the bottom. Zok Deilig Gemara Tana Rabbanan Toa Shnaim Omrim Niskacha Shnaim Omrim Lo Niskacha. If there are two who say that the woman is married, and then there are two who say that she's a single girl, Harezu Lo Tinase, then she cannot get remarried because you have a Trei V'Trei. Vimnises Lo Teitse, but if she does get married, then she does not have to leave the husband because she has a cheskas pnuya. There's a chazaka that she's a single person. Of course, there's a suffix here, but if we need to resolve the suffix, the suffix will be resolved lo teitze. What about shnayim omrim niskarsha, says the Gemara on the last line, chav beis and beis, shnayim omrim lo niskarsha. Two Edim say that she had been divorced, two Edim say she had not. Harezi lo tinase, she cannot get remarried. Vimnesis teitze. But if she gets married, she has to go out, again, because her presumed status is that she's a married woman. In fact, this is going to be a point that Tosas makes salient, even though the Gemara does not. Let's first see the Gemara's question, and we're going to see, then we have to learn, based on the obvious point that we made in the Gemara, we're going to have to learn the Gemara not only with Rashi, but as well as with Tosas. It says the Gemara on the top of Gimel Amud Aleph, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. What's the difference between the Reisha, the Seifa? In the Reisha, there are two or two Edim that say she's a married woman, and then in such a case, we say that if she gets married, she could stay married. But in the Seifa, we say that she has to go out. Now, Tosas finds this question difficult. Let's take a look and see Tosas inside. Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa, based on what we saw, we mentioned above. Asks Tosas, we am talking about Shnor Ushna. They're fundamentally different. The Reisha is Islan Ukma Becheskas Pnuya. In the Reisha, she has a presumed status of being a single girl. The Seifa Becheskas Eishas Ish. But the Seifa, she has a presumed status of an Eishas Ish. Tosas answers, "V'yeshlomer debereisha afagav diislan le'achmu becheskas pnuya." It's true. Then the ratio, we could say that she has a cheskas pnuya, and really objectively, based on the dinei d'oraisa, the two edim cancel each other out, and you rely on the cheskas pnuya. However, Chazal were machmir on a trei v'trei on a level of derabbanan that you can't rely on him. Kol makom trei v'trei sveka derabbanan, he can muchach b'dalat achim. There's a important sugya on lamed alef on alef. V'havim lalamei marteitzim mid'rabbanan, they were machmir and they didn't allow for us to rely on the chazaka. That requires more hezber, how exactly trei v'trei works. In our shiurim bi'iyun on the second parak, we discuss this in detail. There's an important shuvas Rabbi Akiva Eger. But either way, Tosas took care of the glaring, seeming omission of the Gemara, and the Gemara, according to Tosas, is working on a level of Durabbanan. Durabbanan, we can't rely on the Cheskas Pnuya. If that's so, the Gemara asks, so why is it in the Reisha she
can stay married while in a sefer she cannot. You have to say that the case that we were discussing is a case of eid echad. What's that? Eid echad omer niskatsha ve'eid omer lo niskatsha. That there's one eid that says that she was married, one eid that was not. Tarvayu bepnuya kamisadi. Both of them are testifying about a single girl. That both of them agree that up until now she was single. V'haidikomer niskatsha. And the one that says that she got married, havelechad. Then he's only one. Ve'ein dvar shalecha b'makom shnayim. And we don't countenance the word of one if both of them agree that she was once a pnuya. And one of them says she's now married, so there's two eidim that she was once a pnuya, and one that says she's married, so we don't countenance the word of the one who said that she was married. Seifa, but in the Seifa, it's different when we're talking about eid echad. Eid echad omer niskarsha, ve'eid echad omer lo niskarsha. Tarvayu be'eshes ish kamisadi. Each one of them is testifying that she's an eshes ish. And only one of them is saying she's divorced. And we don't take into account the word of one in the face of two. That's one teretz of the Gemara. Really, it's two eidim going up against two eidim. And what one needs to do to explain the brisa is to switch it around. In other words, that in the Reisha, by Kiddushin, it says Vimniseis Titzei, but when it comes to Gerushin, it says Vimniseis Lo Titzei. And it will go as follows. Shnayim Omrim Reinu Shin Iskatsha, Shnayim Omrim Lo Reinu Shin Iskatsha. If there are two Eidim that say we sure got married, two Eidim that say we don't, Arezu Lo Tinat, say she cannot get married, Vimniseis Titzei. But if she gets married, then she cannot stay married. What's the logic? Just because two Eidim say we never saw her get married doesn't mean that she did it. And therefore, we have to presume that she is married. Asks Gemara, that's obvious. Pshita, and the Gemara evokes a very famous rule. Lo reinua ein araya. If Eidim say they didn't see anything, that is not a proof. This expression comes from Zvachim, where the Rabbanan say the fact that you didn't see something take place in the Beis HaMikdash doesn't necessarily mean that it never took place in the Beis HaMikdash. So to over here, just because you didn't see her get married doesn't mean she didn't. So that's obvious. Says Gemara, Lo Tzricha, no, we need this in a case, the diary b'chatzar echad. If everybody lived in the same chatzar, Mao de Sema, I might have thought, Im Isa de Niskadsha, that if she really got married, Kala Islay, there would be a sound, there would be murmur, there would be a noise of the chasana. Boi Kala, there is the style here to in Eretz Yisrael. You put up a sign that the Kala, that there's a Kala here. So then, in such a case, it has a call. Kol isle le milsa kamash malon. The matter has a call. We hear from here. The avdi inchin the mikachi bitzina. That there are times that the kedushin takes place bitzina, and that's why you didn't know about it, even if you lived in the same chotzer. And we still don't take into account if to say we didn't hear at all about it in the chotzer seifa. In the case of a seifa, we have shnayim omrim reinu shigarsha, shnayim omrim lo reinu shigarsha. Harezu lo niseis vim niseis lo teitzei. That if two Eidim testify she's divorced, two Eidim not, then she can't get married. But if she does, she does not have to leave. Aikamashlan, that's obvious. Just because you didn't see a person get divorced, that doesn't mean that they're divorced, that they're not divorced. And therefore, the two Eidim that say that we saw a divorce are the ones that believed. Says the Gemara, Afagav the Dari Bechatzar Echa, the Chiddush is that even though they live in one Chatzar, Hainu Hach, that we would say, same thing as the Kedushin case. So my Kamashmalam, what's that coming to teach us? We already learned it above. Answers the Gemara. Not the same. I would have thought Gabi Kedushin Hu Davidi Inshi Dimikachi Bitsina. That only when it comes to Kedushin that people get married in private. Aval Gerishin, but when it comes to Gerishin, Misa de Igrisha, Kola Isla Lamilsa, that if that she was divorced, then there would be a call. Kamashmalam, Davidi Inshi Dimikachi Migarishi Bitsina. That just like there are people who get married Bitsina, people also get divorced Bitsina. Even though it's a little bit more likely for it to happen by Gerish in the Gemara and the Havamina thought, only Bikol, Kamash Malon, no, then it happens Bitsina as well. We learned in our Mishnah, V'imishanises Bo Eidim Lo Seitse. We're referring to Mishnah on Chav Beis Amar Aleph, which is the Mishnah of HaPesha Asar Pesha Hitir, that we learned at the end of the Mishnah Chabez Amanaf, if there are Edim that she was taken into captivity and she says she is Tahora, she is not going to be believed. However, if she's already married, so and then the Edim say she was taken into captivity, so then in such a case she does not have to leave her husband. Exactly what case we're talking about, we presented the Mishnah in its most linear fashion. However, Rabbi Oshia will disagree. Says the Gemara four lines before the wide, Rabbi Oshia masni la resha. Rabbi Oshia learns that this line of the Mishnah, v'minishinises edim, mishinises bo edim lo seitze, going on the resha. Let's take a look at Rashi, who spells out beautifully on the last wide line on the top, Rashi's explanation of Rabbi Oshia. Areisha, says Rashi, imi shenises bo edim shoyse eishes ish. If, when she gets married, there are edim that come that say that she was an eishes ish. V'inises al piyatz, mashamr grushani. And that was the case that we had in the beginning of the Mishnah. A woman who says that she was an eishes ish, but she got divorced. What happens if there were edim that come and testify that says she was married? Therefore, she'll no longer to be believed on her own to say she's a grusha, but she's already married. Says the seifa of the Mishnah according to Rabbi Oshia that she does not have to leave. Rabbi Baravin masna la seifa. Rabbi Baravin said he was talking about the seifa. What's the seifa? That's the more linear way of reading it. Rashi two lines into narrow. A seifa nishbesi v'tarani. If a woman says that she was taken in captivity and she's tar v'tirul and nothing allowed her to get married, v'achakach bo edim shenishbes, and then edim testify that she was taken in captivity and then she would no longer be believed to say that she is Tahora because there is no longer a Pesha Asar because there are Edim that know about it. Nevertheless, if she got married, it's acceptable. Says the Gemara, two lines left into the narrow, Chav Gimel Manaf, Manda Masna Lareisha, Kol Shekena Sefer. Rabbi Oshia will say that she's believed by Eishes Ish and she doesn't have to leave her husband in the case of where there were Edim, and certainly on the Seifa, she does not have to leave her husband in a case of where she was taking him to activity. The Beshuya Ikilo, because in general, when it comes to Shuya, we don't know for sure that she was Nival ala Ove Kochavim and Pasol to a Kohuna. We don't know that for sure. It's just a Chashash. So certainly you could be Mekel even if she's married to a husband. But according to Rabbi Baravin, who says that if Edim come afterwards, she doesn't have to leave the marriage, that's talking about a case of Edim and say that she was taken into captivity. Aval Reisha lo, but on the Reisha, that would not apply, and it could very well be if Edim then come that she has to leave the husband. Analyze the Gemara in the first wide line of Chav Gimel and Alf Lema de Rav Huna Kam Miflagi. Maybe they're arguing about an issue of Rav Huna. Demand the Master Law Reisha Islay de Rav Amnuna. The one who learned that we're talking even in the case of a Reisha holds a Rav Huna. Uman de Leslas Asefa Lesle Rav Huna. And the other one does not hold of Rav Amnuna. Rashi, of course, reminds us what the shita of Rav Amnuna is. Rashi Dibar Masl de Rav Amnuna, eight lines into the narrow. Rav Amnuna is of the opinion that a woman that says that her husband divorced her is believed. So therefore, this woman would be believed to say that she's divorced even without the Pesha Asar. So says the Gemara, maybe that's Gufa the Machlokas. Lo, says the Gemara, to Kulei Alma Yisrael de Rav Amnuna. Even if I hold the Rav Amnuna that a woman is believed to say that she's divorced, V'hacha b'hacha m'fligi, the Marisavik Kitma de Rav Amnuna b'fonav. The only time Rav Amnuna said that she's believed to say she was divorced is if her husband's in front of her, where she would be afraid to lie to her face. Avashalo b'fonav, to his face. He would not be afraid to lie to his face. But if the husband is not in front of her, me'iza, she would have chutzah. Not me'ina me'iza. Some say it's her believability is not only in front of him, in all cases, she is believed. We learned in our Mishnah, v'mishni says, bo eidim lo seitze, amar avu d'shmo lo niseis, niseis mamish. It doesn't even need to be that she already got married. Literally, Elakiman Shiti Rulina, say once the rabbis permitted, say, ah, we heard the case, you've got a Pesha Asar, you've got other reasons to be believed. So then in such case, Afal Bishaloni says, even if she hadn't gotten married, nevertheless, if Edim now come, that will undermine her Pesha Asar, for example. So then in such a case, she's still okay. Once Bez was Matur, asks the Gemara, but it doesn't fit so well into the words of Mishnah. V'halo seitze ketani, doesn't say that she shouldn't go out. It's mashma that she was already entirely married. Answers the Gemara, lo seitze me'iter rishon, she doesn't go out from her original heter. The Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanon, first word in the line is lo, 15 lines to the bottom of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, Amra Nishpei Sani, a very important brisa. There, she says that she was taken into captivity, Uta Orani, but I was not, did not have relations with anybody, and I'm not possible to a Kohen. V'yeshi Eidim Sheta Orani. And she says, I have Eidim. Ein Omrim Namtin Ad She'Yavo Eidim. You don't even need to bring the Eidim El Matir Asa Miyad. You make her permissible immediately. What if that happens? What happens if Eidim afterwards come and say, we don't know that she was Tahar? Harezu lo teitse. Then she doesn't go out. Even though those were the exact same Eidim that she claimed say that she's okay. Nevertheless, once we allowed, she's going to be okay. Vimbo Eide Tuma. But if their Eidim would say she was Mazana, affiliation kambon teitse, then even if she has many children, then she has to go out. And the children are presumably Mamzerim. Period. Says the Gemara, Hashu Yusad Asin Lenardo. There's another famous Gemara. There were captives that were brought to Narda, Oisiv Avuah Deshmuel Neture Bahadayu. And Avuah Deshmuel guard the area to make sure that there would be no one who would allege that there was anybody who had relations with them. Amle Shmuel says Shmuel to his father. Avuah Deshmuel does some fascinating things on behalf of Benos Yisrael. It's interesting. Do a Bar Ilan search on that if you can. Shmuel says, Va'ado ino man natrinu. And up until now, who would guard them? In other words, he was concerned that people shouldn't say that they're Asura. But up until now, you weren't guarding them. So how do you know they're Mutaris? Amala, ilu banasai chavyon. If this were your daughters, if these were your own daughters, what a powerful Musar. Mi havis mezalzabu kule hai. Would you have been mezalzal in these girls? In other words, it would be your daughter, you would want her to be mutter. Now the question is, who cares about what you would want? But you would not be mezalzal. You would find a way that there would be mutter. So then so too over here. Havikishkoga shiyotzim lefnei shalit. And it was like an error that came out from the emperor. In other words, Avuah Deshmuel uttered this and it became a reality. Vishtavion bante demar Shmuel. And Shmuel's daughters were taken into captivity. Vaskinu la'arad Yisrael. And they were brought to Eretz Yisrael. Ukmin lushuvayna me'avroi. And they put someone outside to watch. In other words, to be sure that they would not become raped by anybody to become also the coin. And they brought the Shaila up to Rebbe Chanina. More precisely, they put the captives on the outside, and Rashi explains, so that no one would know that they were captives, and then they'd be able to produce a Pesha Asa. Let's see that in Rashi inside. They put them on the outside. For lo yadu bezin shein shvuyos, nor that bezin should not know that they were shvuyos, el al pi atzman, but it would only be their information viatirum, and it would make them mutter. And what happened? And each one said that they were nishpeis b'torah, and they have the peshas because they were the ones who volunteered the information, saying nishpeis of all osu shuviyina. In the end, the ones who had suggested this idea had came into the Beis HaMedrash and it became revealed that this was all planned that they should produce the information, the girls. Am Rabbi Chanina benon de Marion ino. These girls are benos Adam Godel, who knew how to create this phenomenon, Igloi Milsa de Bante de Barshmul Havian, and then it became revealed that they were the daughters of Shmuel. Amrle Rab Chanina Rab Shalom Baraba Pok Itapel Bekrova Seich. Rab Chanina suggested Rab Shem and Baraba, who was actually a relative of theirs, go and marry your relatives. Amrle the Rab Chanina. But then it was said, Rab Shemin said to Rab Chanina, Va'ika Eidim Imdinas Hayam. But there are Eidim that say that they were taken to captivity. So maybe they lost their Pesha Asar. Hashtami es lesnu kamon. Now they're not here, he responded. Eidim bitzad iston viteyomer. This is an expression. Eidim are all the way out. And you're going to say they're aser. Vitei aser, you're going to say they're aser. Taima de lo aser edim. But only this only applies if edim didn't come. Ha asu edim mitzra. But mashma if edim it came, then they would be stuck. Va'amar vo eshmo kima shetiru nase al pishol nises. But didn't Davu Adishmol said, even if Edom are later going to come, doesn't matter if they come or not. Once they were matter, then that was fine. Amaravashi Edei Tumait. But Ravashi defended that our case that we're talking about was that there was even a chashash that there were Edei Tumah. And nevertheless, Rabbi Hanina said that they're okay. So it's a fascinating story with Davu Adishmol, who for some reason, this requires explanation, that once he guarded the girls at the end, then that was going to be considered okay. Even though his son Shmuel questioned him, but maybe you shouldn't rely on the fact that up until now they weren't guarded. Then his own daughters were taken into captivity, and they made sure to keep the information of the captivity quiet. And then they used a Pesha Asar to be Matir. And the Gemara tells us that if there's Edei Tumah that are far away, that there's no reason to believe that they're going to come, so then in such a case, the halacha is Edim Bitzad Istan Viteyaser, Istan's expression far up north, then they would not become Asar. That would only apply for Edei Tumah if you don't believe that they're going to come. In regards to Edim that they were taken into captivity, once Bezin says they're mutter, so then in such a case they're going to be entirely permissible. The Gemara continues on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis with a new Mishnah. Shtei Nashim Shenishbu Zos Omeres Nishbeisi V'Tahorani V'Zos Omeres Nishbeisi U'Tahorani. If two women both say the same thing, they were taken into captivity and they were not raped, so therefore they'll be mutter to a Kohen. So then in such a case, Einon ne'manos, they're not believed. Why? Because they need Edim to verify that they are tohar. In an instance, and this Tosis Dibar Matzul Shtei Najim explains, in an instance where we already know that they were taken into captivity, so therefore they're not believed. Otherwise, of course, we learned in the previous Mishnah they would have a pesha asar. Ubizman she meido zo azo hareil ne'manos. Oh. But if they testify on behalf of each other, in other words, Leah says, I know that Rachel was Tahora, and Leah was in captivity with Rachel, and Rachel says, I know Leah was Tahora, then they're believed. Rashi explains that even though normally for testimony you need two witnesses, however, says Rashi, Arei Elu Ne'mano, second line from the top, Rishvuehi Kilu Leha'amin Eid Echad Vafil Be'isha, that as we had learned earlier, that Shvuya is a chumra midrabanan. We don't know for sure that they were raped. So they also had a leniency that an eid echad is believed even a woman. Tan rabanan, says the Gemara, four lines from the top. Ani tameya v'chaver rasi tahora. If she says she was tame, but her friend is tahora. Ne'menes, she is believed. Ani tahora v'chaver rasi tameya, eina ne'menes. She's not believed to make her friend asura. The Gemara will explain these above halachos. Case number three. Aniva chaverti tmeya ne'menes. But if she says both her and her chavera are tmeya, then she's believed. Ne'menes al atzma, she's believed for herself, ain't ne'menes al chaverta. But she's not believed to make her friend asura. Aniva chaverti tora, ne'menes al chaverta, ve'in ne'menes al. So she can't testify on herself. Amar mar, ani tahor v'chaverti tmeya, eina ne'menes, heichidami. What exactly is the case? Now we analyze these four above cases. Heichidami. Del'i deleka edim, if there are no witnesses, al atzma amaylo men, why would she not be believed? Nishpesi v'tahor, ani ka'amra. Ela pshita de'ika edim, as we had mentioned when we read the Mishnah. It must be that there were edim that saw that they were taken into captivity. Okay, so almost all the cases make sense, but argues the Mara, except for the middle case. Eman bitziyasa, what about the middle case? Ani v'chavei rasi tmeya. I and my friend are tmeya. Ne'manus al atzam, ein ne'manus al chaverta. V'ide ike edim, amai lo mehemna. If there are edim, why is she not believed about her friend, to say that her friend is tmeya? Elapshita delek edim. So we'll go to the other direction. Say there are no edim that know that she was taken, that they were taken in captivity. And the reason, adds Rashi, that according to the stage of the Gemara, that she's believed to say that she's asura is because of shavya nafsha chaticha di isura, if she says that she's tameya. But there's still another problem. Ema seifa, the final case, aniva chaverti tahora ne'amenes al chaverta ve'ena ne'amenes al atzma. If there are no Edom, she's not believing on herself. Why is she not believed to say that she's Torah? Elapshita deika Edom. There are Edom. Reisha v'seva deika Edom. Tziyatza deika Edom. But then you're going to be stuck that the middle case could only be explained without Edom. Amar Abayi in. Reisha v'seva deika Edom. Tziyatza deika Edom. That's the only way to explain it, as we mentioned above. Rav Papa Amar Kula deika Edom v'ika Ed Echad.